It's so good to have you here, man. It's always an honor to have the competition winners come through. Please, this way. Great. Now, have you ever been for a professional fitting with a tailor before? Okay, excellent. Well, I will be taking a series of measurements, and we will go over options for patterns and colors and designs. Now, when you filled out your competition entry, you provided a list of items that you said you were most interested in, and I believe we can actually get most of these done. We'll take your measurements, we'll go over everything today, and within 2 weeks, you should have, well, not a whole new wardrobe, but enough new items that your wardrobe will feel brand new. Now, I like to give all of my customers the best service that I possibly can, but when it comes to competition winners, I like to go the extra mile. So if there's anything I can do for you to make your experience more pleasurable today, then I hope you'll let me know. Excellent. Well, please just know that I'm at your service. Well, ma'am, to start with, we'll take your measurements. If you could stand just over here, please. And I will grab my tape measure and my notepad, and I'll be taking your measurements, taking notes. Now, some aspects of this process require getting up close and personal. I hope that's okay. Okay, great. Well, if you can lift your left arm for me here, we'll get started here. I'll be taking measurements all over your body, and rather than ask you over and over and over to adjust your position for me, I'll just gently push you in the right direction and guide your body as I need to. I hope that's okay. Good. Here, now, your arm length for the sleeve. Okay, and around here. And okay, very good. Now, if you can lift your other arm for me. Thank you, ma'am. You know, we do get the competition winners through here occasionally, and they really are some of my favorite clients. They tend to be people who are not quite as accustomed to having a high-end tailoring experience, and it's much more enjoyable for me to work with people who really appreciate it, and for whom the experience is somewhat new and novel. And I'll just go around your back here. Take some measurements around here. And, you know, I'm probably not supposed to say this, but you have a fantastic body, and I'm very, very, very excited to clothe it, to make some things for you. Well, I know I'm probably not supposed to say these things, but sometimes I break the rules a little bit, but there are certain body types that I like to make clothes for more than others, and making clothes for extremely attractive women is always quite nice as well. And when my clients are as attractive as you are, it's pretty much guaranteed that whatever I make is going to look fantastic on you. Now, I'll just go measure your bust around here. Some aspects of this process involve getting a little bit more up close and personal than others. I hope you don't mind if I just do as I need to with you. Good. Then I will just get here behind you and reach around the front and get your measurements. And okay. Now, what size bra do you usually take? Okay, yeah, they feel, your breasts feel very good. I think I think I'll be able to really make them look fantastic. One of my favorite thing about tailoring for women is trying to make a woman's breasts look as great as possible. And I know that when they feel as good as yours do, then it's going to be easy to make them look good. Now, ma'am, this next part involves a little bit more physical intimacy. I hope that's okay. But if you'll allow me, I will just get down here in front of you. And I'll be taking measurements around your legs and your thighs. So I'll just get the length here. My aunt actually enters a lot of competitions. She has a circle of women that she's friends with, and they all do nothing but sit around all day entering competitions and sharing the winnings, and they actually do very well for themselves. Sorry, I... Are you, particularly sensitive around your inner thigh? I see. I'll try to be gentle, ma'am. But I do need to reach up quite high around here and, just get the correct measurements. Everything looks very good. You seem to be a little bit short of breath. Is everything okay? Are you sure? Ma'am, if there's anything I can do to improve the quality of your experience, then all you have to do is say so. I'll do anything for you. Well, okay, let's move on to the other leg and just make sure your measurements are identical, because I do like to be thorough. Down here, and up here, and you really are sensitive around your inner thighs, aren't you? These trousers that you're wearing are a little bit thick and a little bit baggy. Perhaps I could get a more accurate measurement if we take them off. Just to make sure that I'm measuring directly on your skin so that it's as accurate as possible. May I do that for you? Okay, well, let's just get your shoes off and get these down. And... I like your underwear. Very, very nice panties, I have to say. Now, let's just get these measurements once more, shall we? Here, nice and high up your inner thigh, right here. I'm sorry, I might have accidentally bumped your panties with my finger a little bit. I hope that's okay. I can't help but notice that there's a definite warmth and a certain amount of wetness. Are you sure that there's nothing I can do for you, ma'am? Like I said, I'll do anything for you. Let's just measure the other inner thigh across the other side, and I keep bumping my fingers against your panties up here. I hope you don't think that I'm being unprofessional, but if I just hold my hand right here so that my fingers are pressed up against your panties, it seems like you're incredibly short of breath. It's very exciting to be custom tailored for a whole new set of clothes, isn't it? But it might be difficult for us to carry on if you get a little bit too excited. And if I just move my hand a little bit like this, it seems like it's definitely getting a response from you. Why don't you spread your legs just a little bit more for me? And I'll just slip my fingers around the side of your panties and you really are having a reaction to this, aren't you? On this close personal attention? You know, ma'am, if you're particularly sensitive around here, I could make sure that I make your clothing somewhat loose in this area. Perhaps we should check and see just how sensitive you are so that I have a better idea on how to make your clothing for you. Because I'm being very delicate right now when I slip my fingers inside you, and it seems to be getting a really strong response. If we just slip your panties off all the way down and take them off completely, perhaps it'll be easier for me to get a measurement of how delicate and sensitive you are. And really, there's something about being on my knees in front of a beautiful woman that just makes me so desperate to do a good job for you. Do the absolute best I can for you. Especially when your pussy is right in front of my face. Oh, man. Man. You can't just shove my face into your pussy like that. That's extremely naughty of you, ma'am. You're not allowed to do that. You're lucky that you're a competition winner. If you were any other type of client, I would be extremely... Ma'am, I... That is so bad of you. You really are naughty, aren't you? Well, it seems like the only way that we can carry on with our fitting session is if we get this out of your system. Perhaps if we calm you down, then we'll be able to carry on taking your measurements properly. So maybe it is for the best if we... Use both your hands. Come on. Hold the back of my head with both of your hands and make me feel... Make me lick it. Make me taste it. Oh, that's it. Fuck my face. Fuck my face. That's it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You really do know what you want, don't you? You're not shy about it at all. Oh, you've got such a beautiful body. I just know that we can make you look incredible. I'm going to make you look amazing. Fuck. Come on, come over here. Come over here, come on. I need to take a different type of measurement. I need to use this measuring tool to take an internal measurement. So bend over the desk, please, ma'am. Bend yourself over and spread your legs. Let's just make sure you're as ready for me as you possibly can be. You really are sensitive, aren't you, ma'am? It's good to know something like that about my new favorite client. Now, I'll make sure that I get a nice deep measurement and do the best job for you that I possibly can. Fuck, yes, yes. Yeah, fuck. Harder, harder, harder. Fuck yes. Oh my god. I just want to do a good job for you, ma'am. I want to do such a good job for you. Oh god. When we got the details about who the competition winner was, and it included a photo of you, and then I went online and looked up your social media, I knew that I was absolutely gonna love looking after you and taking care of your needs. You really can take all of my measuring, can't you? No matter how deep or hard it goes. Yeah, yeah. I need you to come for me though, okay? I need you to come for me so that we can carry on getting the measurements with the session. Fuck. Please come for me. I need you to come for me. I need you to come for me, ma'am. Come on, please. Please, will you come for me? Please, will you come for me while I fuck you? Yeah, come. That's it, man. Fuck, yes. Oh, come. Fuck. I think I'm a little bit overstimulated as well. I think I might need to come too. Oh, fuck, down here. Oh, down here on my knees. In front of your pussy. Stroking my cock. I'm at your service, ma'am. I'm not allowed to come unless you tell me to. So please tell me to come for you. Please tell me to come for you while I stroke my cock on my knees and stare at your pussy. Oh, fuck. And then after I come, I want you to grab my head, and I want you to fuck my face. I want you to hump my face with your pussy until it makes you come a second time. I want you to use my face to make yourself come. Please, may I orgasm for you, ma'am? Please? Please? Please, may I come for you? Oh, thank you. I'm gonna come. Yeah. Fuck my face. Make yourself come with my face, please. Yeah. Fuck me. Use your face to make me come. Yeah, that's it. Come. Oh, thank you. Fuck. Thank you, ma'am. Now that we both seem to have calmed down a little bit, perhaps we should continue with your fitting. I have a feeling that we might only have a short window before things get a little bit heated again, so we should make the most of it while we can. May I continue? Thank you.